Yeah, I can't, it couldn't be that long.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she said.
Hey, don't look, I tell you your sizes. Don't dick shave me. It don't have to be long.
What?
It ain't gotta be long to be right.
That is literally none of my business.
That's all I'm saying, you know.
Is that, wait a minute, what is that, Pepsi Clear?
No, this is just sparkling water.
I didn't know she's pregnant.
What?
My mom told you that like weeks ago.
First of all, don't you dare put that evil on me.
I did it. Ricky Bobby. Mom, dude, Darlene said it. What am I supposed to say?
Listen, okay. I think your mom. I think your mom is lovely.
Geographic history.
I think your mom is lovely, but she could not be more wrong.
Mm. Hey, it's none of my business. I mean, actually, I'm excited about my godson, Juwan. How's my other godson working? We out here?
Mind your business.
Okay, right on. That sounds like a good thing.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. You. And I am telling you, I'm not going. You're the best man I'll ever know. There's no way I can ever go. No, no, there's no way. No. Without you, I don't wanna be free. I'm staying, and you, you're gonna love me. Welcome to Edit That Out, where we always leave it in. I'm your host, Devin, and with me, as always, are my two favorite co-hosts. Let's start with the backbone of the pod. I always say the superstar, Women's History Month. What is it? Black History? Right on. Light skin, light bright herself, Jamel, how are you doing this evening?
I am doing quite well and blessed and highly favored. How about yourself, good sir?
I am glad you asked me. I did not think you would, but I am fucking flying. I love that you are, you know, partaking in what my mom said, you know, looking out for the baby, you know, drinking the Pepsi Clear.
For listeners, don't do this. I am not pregnant, and I will not be pregnant.
I just wanted to put that on the pod.
I will be on birth control until menopause.
You heard that, Mom? She's denying it. I told you what she said.
But, I mean, I try not to drink during the week, so this is just sparkling water.
Oh, why? Mm. Why would you drink every night? Juwan. How are you doing in Raceville?
I am mighty fine, sir. Thank you very much.
Is that a Michigan State shirt?
Yeah.
Is that like an old, like, Nick Saban representation? What are we doing here?
No, I just liked it. I saw it in the store. I like the logo.
Did you fun fact know that Nick Saban used to work there?
I did not know that, actually.
Yeah, he used to
be the coach. You've unlocked
the fun fact. Right. He used to be the coach at Michigan State before he was at LSU.
Hmm. Oh, wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. Even more.
Right. I mean, but, you know, you see the interview that he did recently about him saying that he was tired of these kids getting money. So he said, fuck it, I'm retiring.
That is not what he said.
That's pretty much what he said. His wife came up to him and was like, you expect these little niggers to get money instead of cars? Let's get the fuck out while we can. That's pretty much what he said.
But I think he would want them to get cars.
Yeah, but they can't get chargers anymore. They discontinue those or whatever.
How far are you from Tuscaloosa?
30 minutes.
Roll Tide.
Oh, that's not far at all. So is Nick Saban your neighbor?
No, I'm not that wealthy.
Isn't there a lake somewhere near Nick? Don't he got like a lake at his house or some shit? You know where that lake is?
I do know where that lake. I got a lake at mine.
Lake Lanier?
Is it?
That's in Georgia. I'm just joking.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say.
How many people have been lynched by your lake? I'm sure plenty by his. Not saying that he's doing the lynching, but you know.
I might be.
Oh, okay. Right on. So what are you guys here for?
Nothing pretty much. We pretty much covered everything that me and Jamel wanted to talk about last night, unless she has
that she has anything else.
Yeah, thank God we're done with that Oscar shit.
Particularly, I can't really think of much, but yeah, I don't know.
All right, good. This is all me. I am excited. We haven't talked about it mostly, but you know, I did mention it last night. The Rock is back and wrestling, so wrestling is pretty fun right now. The Rock is a heel. He's a, which means a bad guy for you, non-wrestling folks.
I know what that
and means. I am really enjoying it, and I cannot wait to see his 52-year-old self wrestle in 3 weeks. 3 weeks? April 4th and 5th. WrestleMania is two nights. I hope you two join me in watching it on the cock.
We'll see.
Is that I mean, my best friend is watching wrestling now, so I assume.
Yeah, he might watch it.
Okay, good. Juwan, are you in? Two-night extravaganza?
Oh, two nights. Okay, give me. Just let me know when the Rock is on.
He wrestles. See, well, now that he's a member of the board of TKO, he's invested now, and so he wrestles on night one, but he'll be involved in night two as well. But he wrestles on the first night.
Okay. Real aside, I just sent you all a link on Twitter. I want you to watch it real fast. It's only like 45 seconds long because it has everything to do with what we're actually here for. I will stay. This is from Bridgerton. Listeners, I'm sending Juwan and Devin the clip of Queen Charlotte and King George from the show Queen Charlotte, where he was trying to kick her out. He was just like, no, you need to go, get out of here. And she was just like, no, I will stay. You cannot let me out. You're not going to.
Well, that is
very
on brand for tonight's show.
So I say that because you have, my dear, unlocked a fun fact.
Okay.
I was reading, actually, and this has absolutely everything to do with what we're talking about, I promise. Because obviously The Ones Who Live is half zombies, half love story, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's a huge love story in this show. Am I correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I didn't know if that was rhetorical or she was asking. My bad.
Well, I mean, it was rhetorical, but I wanted you to say yes. So,
yes.
Huge love story within this show. Great. Danai Gurira tasked what's his name? Andrew Lincoln with watching Bridgerton to get the love story like some cojones.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, so, and it does actually show a lot in this particular episode.
Yeah, and like my Bridgerton fans will really see, like, and I'm gonna point out like some of the scenes like that we're gonna get to, but like especially when they're not supposed to know each other or anything like that, and they walk past each other, but you can see Rick is just like every single time. Mm-hmm. That's from season two of Bridgerton.
Okay, interesting.
Now, is this like a British show?
Yes,
not really.
It's on it's on Netflix.
Kind of is. I mean, I guess you can say that because most of the actors are British.
If not all of them.
Most of the actors are British. And of course, the setting, you know, kind of a anachronistic Great Britain.
It's Victorian London.
Yeah. So I guess you could say that, but it's created by Shonda Rhimes, who is an American.
Which is why, really? But I call this show, like, and I've been saying this a while, you know what, Devin, let me not step on your toes. What are we here for, Devin?
We are here for season one, maybe limited series. I don't know. I think it's up in the air still. Mm-hmm. But
Wait a minute. Back up. Rewind. You had something that you were here for, Devin.
Oh,
it's about the show.
Yeah.
I'll get into it right when I ask all y'all's overall thoughts.
Okay.
Season one or limited series, like episode three. And what is the title? Bye?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We've had Days. We've had Gone. Now we have Bye.
Right. Did you really get who wrote it? I should have did that. I didn't even. It don't matter.
No, I don't. Maybe Rick and Michonne, Scott Gimple, baby. Hello.
Right. One of them niggas. So I want to get you to your overall thoughts. I'll start with you, Juwan. Overall thoughts on this episode?
First time I watched it, I didn't really like it. Second time I watched it, I liked it better. I'm not gonna say that I'm fully all the way into the narrative of it, but I do like what they're doing. Like I do enjoy the acting. The show definitely benefits from looking beautiful. The story-wise, I'm still having a hard time separating my feelings for this show from the ridiculousness of Fear the Walking Dead, now that that's over, and what they did with that side of the United States, and also the main show, and how we're not fully connected. And I guess what it is I have a particular sense of nostalgia for the characters of the main show, even though I know they would not fit in this world. You can't have a Ezekiel or a Jerry or what was the wimp dude? What was his name? I forget. You know the guy.
The walking dude?
Yeah.
Oh, with the mullet. Eugene.
Yeah, he doesn't necessarily fit in. They don't necessarily fit in this world. This is more of a military strong, stronghold. But I would like to see, and maybe they will show like a scene like, hey, this is what our characters are up to on this side, while Rick and Michonne are doing their thing. So I guess that's why I'm not fully in, even though the main show was a little bit ridiculous. Often ridiculous.
But you said you want to see them?
I would like to see at least like maybe they'll do some type of thing where this is what's happening in Alexandria. This is what we're trying to get back to. This is what we're trying to get back to. But okay. That's just me.
Jamel, thoughts, please.
I am telling you, I'm not going. No, seriously, I've said it before and I'm going to say it again.
Sorry,
look at you, Devin.
I'm out here.
No, this is Zombie Bridgerton.
Mm-hmm. I get that Bridgerton reference.
Exactly. Like, yeah, no, it's a love story with zombies. Mm-hmm. This is Zombie Bridgerton. I mean, and I'm fine with it. That's cool with me. Like, I'm cool with it. Like, it's interesting to see Rick realize his wife is black again. Like, he been gone for so long, he forgot he got a black wife. Like. Certain things
you just not gonna do.
You talk about knocking me out. No, I'll tell you what, let's knock the fuck out in this helicopter. How about that?
One would say he has two black wives.
More on that later.
We are going to get to that. And he got a white side hoe that he don't really like. But he don't really like her. Actually, it's not even he don't really know.
Right.
Bruh.
A white woman can't do nothing for Rick
except point him to the direction of a black woman.
He's exactly. Like, why are you touching me with both of my boobs?
He looked like, ew.
Right. It was so funny. He was disgusted. He's like, your room? Please. Where is your pigment?
He definitely looked like, I would rather die.
Right. But yeah, so... I don't like doing these things. This is more, I leave to Juwan. But I was angered last week. I'm a big person on you. It's very hard for me not to finish a show. Mm-hmm. Like, so I stay in. I mean, Jamel, you quit the Flash at what, season two?
No. I was probably in there. I think you quit out of the Savitar.
Oh, really? Okay. I quit out the Savitar.
Okay. Okay. Yeah,
I quit after Wally.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I have a problem quitting shows. The funny thing, I did not finish The Flash. But, like, The Walking Dead, I had to finish it. Even when Spartacus was kind of weird in the last season, I was like, I got to finish it. I love this show so much. Uh-huh. So I have a fondness for this show. And there are certain big podcasts who shall remain nameless out here. One that I'm a huge fan of. That covers this show. And I was like, oh, let me listen to them. I'm a huge fan. They're one of the reasons I found Nina and I got into podcasting. Okay. And the way they covered this show, just pushed me to an extent where I'm like, I couldn't even listen to the show anymore. And it was like, why are you even covering it if all you're going to do is shit on it? And like, it's not that bad. And it's like, I feel like they got to the point where they're like, I'm too smart to watch this. And I just, there are people like that that are out here that just rub me the entire, wrong way. Okay. And it's like, they got so big that they don't really see that they are hurting their listenership. And it's I'm sorry, they're texting me right now, so it's pissing me off. But the way they talk about the show is like, don't cover it, bro, if you're just going to shit on it and like pick at the nittiest things. And it's just so fucking annoying because I could never, I'm a decently intelligent guy. I'm not going to say I'm the smartest guy in the room. But if you're so smart where you can't enjoy a show, then go watch, I don't know what's a smart show. Downton Abbey, I guess. I don't know what those shows are. Or listen to Common Rap or whatever that shit. But leave my leave my good shit alone, please. I hate people. And it sucks because I'm a fan of theirs, usually. So it's just hard. Like, even you, Juwan, like, you could have a problem with something and not just completely shit on it, which I'm okay with. Because everybody's not going to see everything the same way. But it's like, come on, bro. Like, it's like, oh, like, I can't believe this is completely stupid. I'm like, it's not that bad, bro. It's really not.
Right. And I totally understand. And, based on the individuals that you are speaking of, I believe it comes from a level of privilege as well. When you know, covering, it's just when you know the way that certain people move, you know, it's just, you know, out there, it's just not good. And I don't hate when podcasts start like rewrite shows. That's one of the things I hate. Like, I would like, well, this is what should have happened, or this is what, like, no, we got what we got on screen. You don't have to like it, but you have, but allow yourself to like understand this is what these writers chose to do, and it works within the context of the show. And also, Devin, to that particular point, we just spent in like what, 8 or 9 months of last year championing writers, people with these big platforms that were unable to cover shows because of the writer strike, and champion the writers, and we're gonna do and we're standing in solidarity. And as soon as these shows come out, fuck these writers. They're writing bullshit and everything. So yeah, you know what? Get the fuck on with that shit. So I totally agree with you on that.
Right. It's like, I feel like they got so big, it's to the point where they're not fans anymore. They're just like
contrarians.
Yeah, and it's like, it's not fun to listen to. It's just not fun to listen to. So listener, that's why, that was one of the main reasons I'm like, I'm happy that we're covering this. Like, we can have someone who's not a fan of it or don't like certain choices they make on the show, but we can still like cover it and have a good time and hopefully entertain you people while you listen. Yes, I said you people.
What do you mean, you people?
I mean, I got it. So let's get into it. Where did we start off? I didn't even have my notes ready. We start off with years ago, as you do on this show. Got to go back in time.
They cannot tell a linear story, bro. They just can't. They're allergic to telling a linear story.
I mean, you got to see what happened in the past, right?
I didn't mind it that much that they went back to explain like a little bit of how Rick got there, because you have to reintroduce Jadis to the fold. To the
who?
Jadis.
I don't know who that is.
Nigga, how you don't know who
haircut.
She is?
Okay. He's being silly.
That's how Rick feels. They're like, oh, who are you? But he's on his PTO. He's like, oh, I get break. They're like, hey, y'all can spend here all day, do whatever you want, just be on this bus by 5 o'clock. To get y'all ass back out of here. And Jadis is at Mickey D's getting the fries. And Rick says, oh, those look delicious. He's like, no, they're not. I'm throwing them away. I just like, and I was disgusted. But we find out that she has traded Rick for her freedom. And that's what is her way to get into the, I don't know what they call this place, the Commonwealth?
Is it not CRM.
CRM. Yeah, mm-hmm. So, yeah, he's like, you traded me to get in? She's like, of course I did. Mm-hmm. You're welcome. I saved your life. So I want to ask you guys one question and one question only. How pissed were you when she threw those fries away?
I wasn't pissed off.
I just didn't like that she just doused them in ketchup. Like, put the ketchup on the side, please.
I do not do... Yeah, you... Yeah,
don't cover them with ketchup, okay? Because one, it's not going to seep down to all of them at the bottom, and then your fingers are going to be dirty. And I did not see a napkin in her hand.
Well, she's like, I'm going to throw the whole. She needed napkins.
Right, right. Well, she's in the garbage too, so we know she ain't really clean.
Yeah. Oh, you know the garbage people. Right. She's the trash queen.
She was garbage people.
So we go hours ahead, and Rick has just landed from the plane crash after the Michonne incident, and Navia comes and with her hair down and such, and I'm like, now if they would have shown her like this, I would have, because that's
you wouldn't remember.
Yes, I'm like, now that's the Navia I remember. She was like, oh babe, I'm so glad you're okay. I was so scared. I was terrified. Are you okay? Kiss me. He's like, not right now. Maybe later.
Listen, my girlfriend just came back. Chill.
Right. My old boo is here now. I need you to look out for her. He's like, she's like, are you going to give me some dick? Maybe later, but please look out for her. And he tells her, look, I need you to look out for her, but I told Okafor right before he died.
I'm in.
I'm all in. And so she's like, okay, all right.
But
I'm
I need over. You to get my baby mama.
Right.
A seat please at the table. Her.
She's like, okay.
Now, this actually confused me the entire episode because hours before, and I didn't get in the first watch that she was crying over Okafor. So I got that in the second watch, but I still, and I did hear Rick say, hey, there's a woman that you need to get, that I need you to get in and vouch for her. But what I did not understand, and maybe it's later on in your notes, that Navia, if she knew that was Rick's woman, if like the woman that has been,
I don't see how she don't know.
It did because it never felt like the whole episode that she never
knew. No, I know, but still, like, why are you why are you campaigning for her so much? It's like to the point where I'm just like, is she your girlfriend or something? Like, I would ask because like he has talked about like how he has a wife and how he has kids, but he only knows about one. And like he knows that, like, yeah, I got a family out there and I really want to see them and blah blah blah. And then, you know, this beautiful black queen shows up and she's just like, so yeah, can you you know, just give her like the VIP treatment, please?
Okay, like, thanks. We got her.
Right. You know, like, she saved my life. So, you know, I want to do her a solid. And like the way that he's campaigning for her, I'm just like, you're not picking this up? Maybe.
Well, she's dickmatized because I feel that you think it was over Okafor, which could be. But
I mean, he's a nice looking dude.
I think she was showing her cards that she's really into Rick at this point.
Oh, she's definitely into Rick.
We're going to talk about it because she did call him family, but we're going to talk about it.
Okay. Oh, yeah, we get there.
What's my other question? Did you believe him when he said I'm in?
No.
I think that he says that to make, because he wants her to believe it.
I think he's in to the point where, like, the higher up he goes, he's going to just change everything.
Yes. And maybe do it smarter this time instead of just going in and like, hey, I'm going to fucking kill. Yeah. Let me kill this woman's husband and then they'll let me be leader of this neighborhood.
Yeah, I mean, she did give him a haircut. And then Michonne had to knock him out. That was hilarious. That was her name. Damn shame what they did to Jesse and that son of hers.
Which son?
Didn't he get ripped apart?
Both
of them did.
Oh, damn. She had two kids?
Because the older one is the dude from Euphoria.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, that's right. That is him.
Which dude from Euphoria?
The one that was messing with Ethan. That was messing with Kat. Ethan, yeah, that's right.
The nice guy.
That did
Denied on himself. Yeah, it was Ethan that nutted on himself when Pat kissed him.
Why? By the way, why is Sydney Sweeney getting all this hate?
Hate from where?
I don't know why.
On the interwebs, people are like, she ain't that. I'm seeing a lot of like, she's not fine. She's not pretty as she thinks she is.
I haven't seen that at all.
All over my TL, I'm like, damn, she's fine as hell to me.
She's low-key the next Marilyn Monroe.
That is, look at Jamel appreciating the milk out here.
I mean, I'm just saying, listen, we can smell our own.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what that means, but.
I appreciate, you don't need to know what it means.
Okay. All right. Well, let's go to now. We're in the present. And Jadis is drinking Rick's wine or whiskey or whatever, scotch. And she tells Rick, hey, look, again, I don't want to have to kill everyone that you know, but I will do it. And if you try any funny business, I have already put into motion how everything will be leaked and everyone will die. You got that, Rick? He's like, why?
Oh, Rick. Rick was so sad. Why? Why?
He was like,
deal?
He was so high. He was like,
"Now would you?"
Go ahead, Juwan.
Now would you like a blowjob? That's what she said. That's what Jada said.
She really. Oh my god. Honestly,
his play probably like, listen. If I lay the pipe, will you let them?
And she's like, I'll think about it. Speaking of pipe, are you fucking Navia? Because there's no way that she would vouch for Michonne. Because that's a rival vagina, and I see it from a mile away, so I know she does. He's like, figure me out, didn't you? He's like, you goddamn right I did. And yeah, so we get the where we at on my list. Oh, so he reveals that she's him, and she tells him, why don't you just stay here as a couple? Do not try to get away. And Rick's like, this is what we do, we get away. He's like, you didn't think I could get away before? And she tells him, now you have.
No.
Right. No. I don't have that worry. But now that you have Michonne, you two can do anything together. Which
your wife is back.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I'm a movement by myself, but I'm a force when we're together.
Dang, what song is that?
Neo?
I do.
Nobody?
Yeah. I do know that.
I'm a movement for myself, but baby, you make me better.
You make me better.
There we go.
Yeah, there we go. I'm like, I know that song.
I have a soundtrack for the show.
There was
really?
That's funny. That's hilarious.
I mean, I'm just you know.
She's just written.
Well, you know, she is a music major, so you know.
Yes.
Niggas are singing people.
Oh god.
we go to Michonne working at the Walker Wall, and they apparently they have Rick's jersey retired because they have Grimes 68 on the wall, and I'm like. Is that like the record that he made or something?
Yeah, it had to have been how many walkers or delts that have been killed.
Right. I kind of like that.
That feels kind of low, though.
I mean,
we don't know the time.
Most of these people, we got to think about the people that they're with. Like, all these people they bring in are like terrible. So they have to have.
Yeah, because they're all only looking for like bees.
Yeah, Eugene's. And so.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
When people are like standing out like that, they're like, oh my god. And she's doing her thing at the Walker Wall, and we meet a plant called Cleo, and she's like, hey, how many days did you get trained?
So and she's an industry plant, is that what you think?
I'm saying she just showed up in Hollywood with a show and she ain't doing no work.
Saying you look like you know your shit, girl.
Right. And she just happens to twist her ankle right in front of a walker. And Michonne, which this should be the theme of this show, Michonne does too much.
Yeah.
And kills a walker and then throws the head of said walker at the other walker as it's about to munch down on plant Cleo.
I mean, it was beautiful.
And yeah. I said, Michonne, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
Because that
this
was
whole wild. Episode, I was like, chill out.
Right. So do y'all not believe that Cleo is a plant?
I mean,
she was asking way too many questions.
It's too early for me to tell right now. Because I don't know if we'll see her. I don't know if we're going to see her again.
They were walking all buddy-buddy. Like,
I mean, she's kind of a punk. So, I mean, like, I don't know if we're going to see her again. She's probably going to ride on off in the sunset in the city.
Oh, yeah. I think they're going to ask her questions. And they'll be like, we'll let you in if you tell us on the show. And she'll be like, well, here's everything I know. And so, you know. We go to the general. He's giving a eulogy at Okafor's home going. And he's like, yeah, I got this sword. And I just really blacked out when he started talking about the sword. But he's
from
like,
the revolution, from the Revolutionary War, he said, basically, he said Okafor was Crispus Attucks. So, yeah, that's what they were.
No, but did you notice even before then, when they walked past, when Michonne and them walked past Rick, and Rick just kind of, oh, I haven't smelled cocoa butter in so long. Like,
she gave him the look like, yeah, nigga. Mm-hmm. I did notice that Michonne did look rather thick in those jeans as she was. So I know
was
Rick
switching every single time she was next right. to Rick. She was next to Rick. Like,
why y'all do that, man? Y'all know we gotta watch this. Y'all know we gotta watch. Juan, mm-hmm. you be watching?
Watching what? What I missed, I'm sorry.
Oh my god. That when eight. the ladies are in front of you and they, you know, walk away and twist a certain way.
Oh hell yeah.
So where are we at? So he's giving the eulogy. I don't know who Crispus Attucks is, but let's move. He said he was a real nigga because he killed his wife for this shit. So y'all need to take notice. Rick Grimes looking dead at this nigga. When also, it's always funny because everybody else have their mask on, and Rick's like, yeah, y'all gonna see this face. Y'all been gone for like.
And forever. That's why you got all these hoes all over your dick, Rick. Put that mask on. Because even I in this episode was like, wow, Rick is kind of handsome. Like, put your fucking mask on.
You do love white men, so we've already established that on the pod.
Oh, God. Every episode. As much as you love white women.
I mean, that's okay.
Yeah. Is it? Oh, God.
Juan, help me out here.
Move on.
Okay.
You know, I'm not going to say that. You know how I feel.
There's only one. We go to the, you only like one white woman?
Pew.
Yeah.
Damn, that's crazy. I could never live in a world where there's only one white woman.
Can we please move on?
I'm sorry. I just thought about that. I got the chills.
Tell you what, Rick Grimes would rather die.
Right? He's like, go back to Lori. Oh.
Rick was so gone for past. 2 hours. Rick was gone for 2 hours, and Lori was already sucking Shane's dick.
Rick is really like the future. She's for the streets.
Meanwhile,
Rick
was gone for 8 years, and Michonne spent like half of that time looking for him.
Mm. That's the faithful black woman, man.
Just saying, Emmett Till. I'm talking to you, Devin.
I got that reference.
I'm just joking, white women. But
the pink nipples, though, Jamel.
I don't know anything about that.
Well.
Okay. I was about to wax poetically about pink nipples, but it's so disappointing when you get a white girl with brown nipples. I'd be like,
we are moving on.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Edit this out, please.
Yeah. So let's go to the repass. And Navia's like,
the repass.
Navia tells her this is how I met Okafor. I was floating in the water, he came down like a black guardian angel glistening. And
I do not agree with that assessment.
She was like, she was just smoking cigarettes and shit. Like, she got on this boat, they didn't have any food, but they had cigarettes, so I just smoked my dinner. That was wild. Did y'all catch that? Like, when she was telling her story. Yeah, she's like, these people picked me up on this boat. They didn't have any supplies, but they had a bunch of cigarettes, so I just started chain smoking. And I'm like,
is that the Safe Harbor boat that we saw last episode?
That is a question. We don't know. But it could be. I mean, they burned that shit to the ground. So, where are we at? She says, Rick, I don't trust you, and I damn sure don't trust this new girl. do you think the general... Oh, so the general comes up, and he asks her, I need to talk to you specifically, Navia. And I wanted to know, if at this point, did you guys think that did he ask Rick for, or ask her about Rick and the new girl? Because he's the one that brought Michonne in. Do you think, is that what he asked her?
Well, at this point, I don't know if he asked her. I mean, I can surmise that Rick.
Yeah, it's up in the air.
Yeah.
Y'all can surmise that's what Rick thought that that was about, based on how he was that he was looking. And he gave this nigga, what did he give this nigga, a book?
Yeah, he's like, I gave this to Okafor. I thought he was a strong person like you. It's basically like, I thought it was like a mind game where he was like, I need to break you down because you're too strong. So read this book and learn like Okafor to bend in my will type shit. Because I know you got some plotting, white man. Interesting. So what did you think that, did you ever think what he wanted to tell her? Because we eventually learned that he gave her a promotion, but did y'all think that's what he was doing?
I didn't think that's what he was doing. I think what it was before, that maybe he was trying to pump her for information about Rick or if there was anything going on.
All right. Well, we go back to...
Before we go that, do y'all recognize the general?
Absolutely not.
The stepfather.
No, he's... I think it was Locke from Lost. He was on Lost.
He was also the Locke from Lost, but he was also the stepfather. That's why I know. This movie, The Stepfather.
Oh, I didn't see that.
The stepfather. Wait, the one where he, like... With the dude that, like, marries women and...
Yes, exactly.
Oh.
He was in that?
Yes, he was the original stepfather.
Oh, there's an original. I think I only seen the remake then, I guess.
The remake is the guy from Nip Tuck, but this guy is the original one from the 80s.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that was a good movie. That was like a
slasher.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was a good movie.
It's not scary, eye balance.
Okay. No, I just know.
And speaking of movies, Devin, you try to play me today thinking that I didn't know Three Ninjas.
Yeah, for real. I'm like, what the fuck?
I saw that in theaters.
That's crazy. Jamel, do you know what Three Ninjas is?
I do not.
Well, she's kind of a girl, so.
Rocky loves Ashley.
It's Emily.
Emily, yo.
Jesus.
Let me look this up. Maybe I do.
Three Ninjas.
I'm sure you probably seen it on HBO.
Colt got beat. Okay. Bye, girl. Colt got beat. No, anyway. So Navy is like, hey, Rick, I came to celebrate. I got a promotion. Let's have sex. He's
like, no.
Didn't I tell you that my new boo is here or my old boo is here? I can't be doing call like this.
I don't want no light skinned, weird face wife.
He's like, it comes with it, though, Rick.
To my beautiful black queen.
Right. When you join the Illuminati, it comes with it. You should know this already.
That's exactly what's happening right there. They're trying to get him to join the Illuminati and give him
a life
in Thorn and Navia. And Rick is like, I am already married to a beautiful dark-skinned brown queen. I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen her? Like, she smells like cocoa butter.
He's like, actually, everybody's seen her because she won't sit her fucking ass down. And she is doing way too much out there. And she is hot in these fucking streets. The nigga just told me. He was like, what you think about her? I was like, she cool. You know, I gave her, but I will not go down for this black woman. You better get on board, Rick, and tell her to get in line. Because I'm the new sheriff in town. I'm the captain now. Mm-hmm. Rick's like, I got it, baby.
So she took over Okafor's position.
Right.
And Rick is, I guess, her position now, I guess.
So she ends up telling him, they told me everything, Rick, and I am all in. What the fuck is everything?
I want to know.
Yeah, because they hint to this, but we don't necessarily actually see the leadership yet or know what the leadership
works. They're alluding to a conference that's coming.
And he's about to know since he's moving up again.
Mm. Okay.
So, yeah, but I mean, I don't know. It depends on what happens.
So do you think it's possibly a cure?
No. I you know what? They hinted, and I don't know this for sure, but they did hint as I read in the Daryl show that in France they are working on a cure, or there may be a cure. Spoilers for
Daryl. I need to watch that Daryl show,
which I have not watched. I think I want to go back and watch. I just didn't want to read subtitles, but just
is it all in French?
No, well, it's mostly in French. But there is a particular, from what I read, I believe there is a character that is immune.
Oh, okay. We got a Last of Us type thing going on.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So I think they were alluding to maybe possibly having some type of a cure or working on a cure.
Okay. I like that. Jamel, do you have anything, any thoughts on if it's a cure or whatever they showed her?
I truly don't know. I want to just watch this passively. So
okay.
I don't.
So yeah. We got speaking of passing, Rick passes by Michonne, and they do that like faint touch where he passes her a note mm-hmm. and gives her the plans of escape. Mm-hmm. And she's like, "Oh,
tonight." Okay.
Right, and we get Rick walking through, setting everything up and narrating the reading of the escape plans to her. And he's like, "Psycho Barry, bitch, I'm not going with you. I'm staying with my new boo. Get your ass up out of here.
I got you your sword, though."
Right. I left you with a parting gift. Dick and a sword.
So this is kind of dark. This show still suffers from every show, a lot of shows, when they do night scenes or scenes that are in dark tunnels that is extremely dark. Could y'all tell what kind of, it was like some kind of note on the roof or something like that, or on the wall? Did y'all remember what
it said? Yeah, it was like, "Sorry, I tried," or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah, it had to have been from somebody. Yeah, it was on the floor, like, near home. Okay. But he really like set it up for her. Like, he tied those walkers up so she could walk through. Mm. Got her. Like, he gave her a parting gift. He was like, and then he said, "I love you" like 15 times in that letter. Like, "Listen, I do love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. But you gotta go, bro.
You gotta go."
So two questions. Yeah. One, did y'all think that she left?
Mm.
And two, would you leave?
I mean, in the context of what he said and how he said it, I probably would have left.
Okay. Did you think she would left?
Did I think she left? Oh, yeah. Absolutely fucking not.
Oh, okay. All
right. I mean, we got four more. We got three more episodes. So.
Okay. All right. That makes sense. Jamel, would you have left?
Hell no.
Okay. All right.
I just get my boo back after, what, like 6 years? And you're like, "Nah, bro, you got to get out of here." No, I am not going. But, okay. And I will say, and which kind of frustrated me, but I kind of understand, I don't know. Like, just tell him, he should just tell her, like, "Bro, if you stay, they are going to kill everybody in Alexandria."
Mm-hmm.
Like, just straight up tell her. Like, "I can't leave because if I leave, they're going to kill everybody."
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But mm-hmm. I have a thought on that. You're gonna get to the next scene, so I have a thought on what's gonna happen with Michonne and stuff soon. So go ahead.
Interesting. Okay, I'll be interested to hear that.
All right, so we go to the morning after. Rick's, you know, just whistling like, "I solved all my problems," and mm-hmm. Janice is like, "Why are you so happy? You want some of this crew cut coochie?" And he's like, absolutely not.
You got me fucked up.
He's like, "Look at you. Now look at me."
Mm-hmm.
So we go to Rick says.
Wait a minute. Oh, you still talking about it?
Yeah, Rick says, I really like Navia. I can't really go to you with that shitty haircut. I cannot take you seriously." And just gives her the funniest look.
"You're a hero,
though.
You saved my life."
Right, thanks. Now
like,
save her.
Listen, Rick got sassy. He, I tell you, he remembered he got a black wife.
Mm-hmm.
That little head tail, like,
So
Rick really looked like, "I ate down with that."
He's really, and she is so thirsty. Like, "Jadis, come on, man. Go somewhere else.
Tell me over nose to nose." Rick is like, "Bitch, if you don't get the fuck out of my face."
6 feet, please. 6 feet.
Please. Back.
Right. Personal bubble. Thank you. So Rick gets a page, and it's his new boo. And she's like, "Look at your girl." He's like, "My girl?"
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, "I'm looking at you." She's like, "No, that girl." He's like, "This bitch stayed."
And she was out there. She out there breaking his record.
Right. And out here like getting it like, "Oh, you think you want me to leave, huh?"
You ain't telling me your wife was an A.
Mm.
She's like, "This nigga must think I'm playing. I came all this way. We are leaving together. Mm. We are not leaving separately."
Shoto, I'm sorry, baby girl, but your daddy tripping right now.
Right.
He
forgot the voiceovers. Yeah, what was it? I forget. What was that Soto Huto thing?
Shoto.
About?
Shoto means short sword in Japanese.
Oh, okay.
That's why they pay you the big bucks, Jamel.
And that's basically, like, that's why they're not using, like, real names, code names. And Daito, I think, is like Longsword or something like that. And that's her name.
Okay.
So, the brave man. Yeah, that's why she's just like, yeah, man, the brave man's tripping right now. So it's going to take me a little minute. I think I might should go, but.
Keep nah, wilding.
Man, I love that white man. So I'm going to work it out.
Right. So they watch as Michonne just very thickly just dispatches of all these walkers. And she's like, look, I told you to tell her ass to calm down. And she refuses to. And Michonne looks over like, yeah, nigga.
Michonne's twerking here while she's killing walkers. Okay?
She really is. Like, we can get rid of this other than one night. And
Rick had to hide his boner.
Yep, he really did.
He so, missed the hell out of that woman. He really did.
He's like, look, you really have to get out of here. Let's go talk. And she's like, I told you, I'm not going anywhere without you.
No, she didn't say nothing, but she took that helmet off like, nigga, what the fuck you doing?
Yeah, she really threw it on the ground in the puddle. I was like, damn, he got to wear that. But yeah, he's like, I'm not going. She's like, I'm not going anywhere.
I said, if you love me, you'd leave. And she was just looking like, girl, if you don't get the fuck, I'll see you at lunch.
Yeah, she walks off and Rick's like, what am I supposed to do?
You forgot you had a black wife, Rick.
He's like, this has been so stressful. I felt for Rick, though. He's like, damn. It's like you love black women, but god dang.
Like, I gotta be on my A game.
Yeah, I was gonna say the rest of that. I was like, I'm not gonna say the rest of that joke.
Please don't.
right on. So Michonne gets her freedom to walk throughout the city and get French fries and see the life they could possibly have. Mm-hmm. And she makes Rick's iPhone artist, which this whole time I thought this was Rick like making like these.
You know, that's what I thought too. I liked it better when I thought it was Rick. I didn't think this was a necessary scene. I mean, I guess they wanted to connect it.
And Michonne needed to hear that,
right? He had to say the words.
Yeah, I guess that's true. So, but it just felt a little bit too on the
nose. I want to know how he described her. To him.
Black. Smell some cocoa locks, butter.
Locks on the pink, side.
What is that? Pink lotion. I don't know what other black
people use. What is it?
Right, yeah, black people use. What are the things that black people use? What's that really?
Draw it like butter. She looked like she smelled good. Skin always glowing.
I wasn't the biggest fan of Michonne. Looks wise, but she growing on me.
Yeah. Oh well,
I don't know if because her ass getting bigger.
Glad you're discovering black women.
I mean, I've always been a fan of black women.
Have you?
Yes.
Yeah. Kelly Rowland. Yeah, it's. I think it's really because like Michonne in real life is like kind of bald.
Mm. Oh yeah, that's true.
Why are you doing
and
that?
He likes hair.
Stop doing that, Jamel. Chill out.
What I mean, Lupita.
It's true, but don't be telling people.
Lupita.
She still,
yeah.
She transcends that.
But ever since she started, dating Pacey, she kind of lost some ass.
She did get skinny. She got
Charlie. She did look like a thimble out there, like, or not a thimble. Mm-hmm. What's the thing called? A twig. That's it. Wrong T word. I was like, good lord, eat something, girl.
She gave all her food to Michonne.
Yo, man. I need to watch Black Panther after this. Anyway,
I don't wanna cry.
Huh?
I just don't want to cry. I haven't seen. I haven't gone back to it because I feel like I'm just gonna be so.
Oh, the second one.
Mm-hmm. And the first one, because I'm gonna be looking at Chadwick Boseman like, damn man.
Oh, okay. I was about to say I haven't rewatched the second Black Panther yet either. I just thought about that.
Yeah, man, it's hard. That's I tried crazy. And I was
I didn't
like,
even think about that.
I tried and I was like, I don't think I.
Juwan, did you ever see the Marvels? Have you seen that yet?
I still have not watched it.
All right, let's move on.
But I did get spoiled. But I eventually did get spoiled on.
I haven't seen it, so don't say anything.
Okay.
You haven't watched it? Y'all are dead, dude. Anyway, so the artist is like, yeah, he wanted me to draw this little nigga with an eye patch, but I forgot what his name is. She's like, Carl, nigga, Carl. I love that little white boy. He's like, oh yeah, that's it. He's like, man, you really forthcoming. Like this nigga took years to talk. She's like, yeah. He's like, well, he's a reason to keep living or keep fighting or whatever he told her. She's like, that's what my friend said.
He lost himself, though.
Right. Now I gotta find it.
I gotta find it. He was just like, it's okay. He's gonna get back. Don't worry about it.
Mm-hmm. So we go to the real tense scene where two girls realize they're dating the same man and confront each other. Mm-hmm. And Navy is like, look, who are you and where did you come from? And what do you know about?
This is my family right here. Right. I don't want you messing with my family. Okay, Rick is my family. And Michonne looking the whole time like, if you don't get this light-skinned bitch
out of my face. She's like, it's like she wasn't even looking at her. She was looking at her. He's like, Rick, get your bitch. Rick, Rick, come get her. Come get her. Like,
because she's not going to like it.
The whole scene just gave, like, who are you to him? And why does he like you? Like, that's what the whole scene gave, because she's like, how do you, why would you save him? She's like, because he needed saving. I thought he was like
him. He's strong as hell. I don't know what you're talking about.
She was like, well, he was about to die. I was gonna kill
that's
him.
That's Daddy right there.
Someone was gonna kill him.
Not being strong.
Right.
And so then Michelle, I don't know him like that.
Right.
And I just really wanted Michelle to be like, I don't really know him anymore, like you do apparently. So. I'm not in the business of leaving people when they look like they need help, bitch.
I'm a hey. If you didn't know, now you know. This nigga needed saving because I was gonna kill him and all his friends. She's like, oh really? You want to kill somebody? So she grabs her knife, and Rick's like, oh no, bitch. I like you, but I love this one. And he pulls his gun, and she's like, you know what? I'm gonna let you slide. And Rick's like, she's like, Rick, why's your gun out? He's like, oh, I was trying to help you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, what do you mean?
He was in lockstep. He was just like, what you mean? You pulled your knife. I was trying to back your ass up.
I was going
to
shoot that bitch. I thought she was tripping. I mean, you. So bitch, he's like, look, I am not going down for her, Rick. I am responsible now. She is on thin ice, and you're a fat motherfucker. So
I see you at home later.
Right.
Kiss? No? Okay.
We get a thing that I did not pick up on the first time I watched it. I'm like, where the fuck are they at? But they go on a West Coast road trip that he's basically said, or I don't remember who's monologuing at this point, but they like, they're going, they have to fuel up three times to go cross country.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm guessing this is the Portland place?
This Omaha? Has to...
No, they're
on did the they West say
Coast.
Omaha?
Oh, no, Omaha. No. Omaha's destroyed. Never mind.
No, they're in the Cascade Mountains. They're in Canada or Portland.
Yeah, I would like to know because
they looked it up.
Wait, oh wow.
Well, where is it? They're like they're in.
It is on the West Coast.
Yeah,
it's like in Portland.
Yeah, interesting. So they would have to fly over the nuclear waste. They have to fly over the nuclear wasteland. Okay, I quit.
I don't know where that means. So, I mean, I guess you said they have to walk.
But this actually might be a good thing because they're on their way back. I don't know how far they are.
We don't know how far they got, right.
But apparently, they're probably far away from Jadis and Navia. So, maybe they could just go home.
No, so, oh, you mean at the end?
Oh, yeah, the end.
Yeah, I mean, we'll talk about it, but yeah.
Oh, okay. So we get to they're building this new place up, and Navy is like, look, we got to clear out all these delts. I'm going to run point. Rick's like, are you sure? You kind of suck. You don't want a man to do it? And she's like, I got it. Okafor did it. I'll do it. I'm him now.
Mm-hmm. And Michonne was looking like, girl.
What do I do?
A little puny ass.
She's like, stay behind me and watch a real woman work.
Don't panic. It's okay. I'll teach you what to do. Just stay behind me. Rick and I got it.
Michelle's like, oh, what's okay.
And, right.
And so we get to the part where they're actually doing it. And Michelle's like, look at this weak, weak bitch. And you trying to take my place? Please. Look at all this ass.
Bella, real so woman she, do this.
Right,
and you saw Rick was just like, see, I don't even know I was tripping with this with this little skinny bitch. I can't
do it. I need someone with meat on her bones. Mm-hmm. I need some soul food, even though we don't like soul food.
Speak for yourself, nigga.
This podcast,
speak for me.
Two, 2/3 of this podcast, you got gross. Voted, Jamel. Like, so she's like, let a real nigga show you how it's done. And she moves her thick ass and starts pushing this. And she's like, I told this bitch that she didn't have to do this, even though I guess I should let her because we'll be dead. Rick's like, oh, I'm not going to let my girl go alone. Let me help. Mm-mm. And so they push this together. Teamwork makes the dream work.
They forgot Rick didn't have a hand for a minute.
Well, he has
oh,
one. He has
are you serious?
He has that little fist thing, so he's pushing.
Is he doing like that, maybe?
Well, maybe because it was black.
Yeah, he has gloves on.
Like he was gripping it.
Yeah. So they pushed it to it, and it blows up. It's a good invention to clear out stuff.
Yeah,
and
very.
Rick and Michonne.
It dings first to bring all the walkers close by.
And then they can detonate it. And so we get to the tree that Carl and...
They holding hands.
What was the little hands girl that he used to make out with?
Enid.
They go to that tree and they start making them. I'm like, are they about to fuck again?
And Rick is moaning like a slut, okay?
He really is. I'm like, they're like...
Rick, you need to calm down.
They're still doing the moaning, man. What the fuck?
Rick is moaning like a whore.
He's like... Oh, the love of this black woman.
Like a little slut.
I have a question for y'all. So when Michonne said, let's go, I kind of thought she meant let's go, let's fuck right here for a little bit.
That's
she
exactly what
both.
I thought.
She probably meant both.
she meant to run away, but I was like, they gonna fuck
Like, honey, I can make it quick. You know I can do that thing you like. You know I can do that.
He just took me back to the, oh my God. I just had a chill for a second.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I stepped over your question, but that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, like, she really did.
She gave him them bedrooms eyes like, I know you missed his ass. I know you do. I know you do.
It is so crazy that how apparent the chemistry is this season versus...
Absolutely.
Maybe,
yeah, you can see crazy. The chemistry.
Bridgerton! I'm telling you.
It's so crazy.
This nigga Andrew Lincoln watched Bridgerton.
She made him, I guess. So, yeah, so...
No. She did make him.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, she made him watch Bridgerton, and after that, like, he was just like, and see, I got it.
So we get back. They're like, okay, we can't fuck, but we can do it later. Rick says, let's just calm down. Because I'm like, nigga, y'all are still out,
girl.
Right? Y'all are still. I'm like, somebody got to be watching them make out. Mm-hmm. But they get away and they go back to the group, and they're clearing the little remnants of the little delts left. And Navy is like, well, this bitch disobeyed my command. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna shoot
like
her.
This bitch.
Right?
She's gotta go.
She's got to go. And she lines her up. She's
trying to side up on my boyfriend.
You know what? I'm glad they didn't do the thing where, you know, she lines her up and she shoots. But she was really aiming at the walker behind her. You know,
I saw that walker behind her. I was like, I'm going to shoot that walker.
But y'all Rick, remember that Shane did that to Rick?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Over the whore. But
yeah, so I'm glad they didn't do that.
Girl, Rick, let him have her.
Right. I mean,
Michonne on her way. Season 3, baby.
Yeah. So she Rick says, oh no, you are not gonna shoot my black queen. And he says right in front of her. He's like, there's 10 more, stop it. Mm-hmm. And she's like, oh shit, huh? I wasn't gonna shoot her.
See, look at you. Look at you and look at you, girl. You over here losing your mind, dickmatized, ain't even gotten any, okay?
Forehand.
Calm down, Navia. Crixus is going to be mad.
I mean, yeah.
This is not Crixus.
What was he on, Arrow? Mm-hmm.
Yes, he was on Deadshot or something.
Deadshot, yep. Okay. Mm-hmm. Something like that. I used to love how all the Spartacus people would be on the CW shows. That shit was slutty. But so Navia she's like, look, I can't deal with this shit anymore. I am too jealous for this. Get your old girl out of here. You gotta send her ass.
I don't wanna see her anymore.
Right. I'm punishing you. You're gonna take her, you're gonna do all the grunt
work. Is mine. Tell me that's not what it was.
She's like, I can't take seeing this girl. You got to get her out of here. I can't take this anymore. I'm your family. And Jadis shows up. He's like, hey, I just got a side out here. Rick's like, fuck.
You want to see my house?
What's my, yeah.
Yeah.
Motherfuck.
Like,
Rick's like, I'm already dealing with women.
I would rather die.
Yes, right. yes, Juwan. Rick was just like, I would rather just send me back to those walkers, okay? No.
Right. She's like, I got a wonderful view in the, of the mountain in my room.
Jadis, he said, consent. You don't have it.
He said, view?
You don't have
view
it.
View who?
I want to get die. Out of here.
Right. So
I have like, the love I got, of two black women, okay?
I have work to do, okay? I don't have time for this.
Mm-hmm. I like, bet she maybe... see me. I know she gonna be jealous when she see me.
Right.
Like, girl.
Because then I saw a flashback earlier of apparently Jadis told Rick back in the day that they fucked. Or I'm sorry, Jadis told Michonne that they fucked before.
Oh, yeah. She kind of alluded to it. Like, because
she's like, we lay together.
Mm-hmm, and she was pressing him too. Like, yeah, is this your man? Right.
Well, I will lay with him after or something like that.
Yeah, she said that to Michonne. Mm-hmm. And Michonne's like, wait a minute. After. Is that Jadis? He's like, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. And Rick loses Rick's his like, fucking...
I am not smashing her.
But he lost his fucking mind because he talks to Michonne like, I don't know. This turned into like the Arya Nymeria scene where she throws the rock at her. He's like, look, I'm going to take your ass back and I will put you in that goddamn boat myself. We are over. It's
if
broken.
If I have to knock you out.
And that nigga starts crying. And she's like, nigga, I know this shit's good.
I can see that you're lying.
Right. He's like, I'm not lying, Michonne. I swear. I love you, but you gotta go. I
what
love this new woman.
He was like, what we have is broken. Like, girl. You just wrote me a letter 2 days ago talking about I love you.
Did we not just fuck on the middle of the mission 10 minutes ago, nigga? He's like, I know, it was so good too.
Weren't you just moaning like a whole slut?
So we get to on the plane and it's like super. I couldn't be in no helicopter. I'm like, we gonna wait till these. I guess they didn't see the.
Why would they not wait?
That's like, what I'm saying.
The weather,
right? You're and right. So they're flying and it's lightning all about and thundering, and Michonne's doing an inner monologue to Judith, and she's like, I don't know if this nigga's gonna really get it or not, but gotta go. And she just unbuckles Rick's seatbelt and jumps out the plane. And I said,
jump
what
in
the
out
fuck?
The window with this one.
What are they doing? I was like,
is there a parachute, I presume?
I would imagine there is.
Now, here's the thing. They did set this up earlier in the episode, like when Navia was flexing on Michonne, was just like, yeah, the button, like, listen, don't panic if you get lost, girl, okay? Don't panic, because I know you're probably scared. All you got to do is press this button to your side, and any helicopter within 300 miles can come find you. And I bet when she heard that, and Rick probably knows that, Rick, she's gonna stop Rick from pushing that button.
Do you think?
Well, yeah.
He is. So
did y'all watch
Next
Time On though?
So no, I didn't. But my question is: do you guys think Rick is fully in, and the only that he wants to stay? Because I think there is Michonne. What Michonne's saying is that there's a part of Rick that really does want to stay. And like, if he really wanted to leave, he would have left already with him. And so he's fighting the inner turmoil about being what Okafor said he was, like the person that has to fix things no matter what. Like when he did his farmer Rick shit, he tried to be a farmer, but then eventually he had to be the leader again. So like, is he going through his farmer stage, or he's not going through his farmer stage, he's going through that. And now Michonne has to get him back to like, hey, need to come home to your family. Like, he's got to save the bigger people.
I mean, see what you're saying. Go ahead, Jamil.
You sure?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Like, yes. Like, I mean, I think...
He's torn between the two. Because he really wants to be
with her. Well, not even necessarily that. Well, obviously, yes, he does want to be with her. But Jadis literally just told him, I'll kill all your homies. if you two do anything that I don't like.
So you think it's only the Jada's threat that's stopping him?
That's probably what's really like hitting him, but like all this other stuff, and he is moving up, like, because that's what Navia said, was just like, listen, we're gonna talk when we get home, but the boss said that you're getting a promotion. So he probably does want to stay to see if maybe he can start taking over this shit, you know what I mean? And then maybe bring his family on.
I really,
because that's what he was telling Michonne. He was just like, yo, you need somebody on the inside,
right? To look, and that's me to get out.
He was sacrificing himself so that everybody could, you know, stay safe in Alexandria. I'm thinking that's what he's doing. But, and which is why I don't really fully understand why he hasn't told Michonne that. Obviously, he, I mean, I saw the preview, so he does tell her. But, like,
tell her. I don't know why I didn't watch the preview. I'm sorry.
It was, do you watch, no, I mean, you watch this live, right?
Me, yeah.
Okay, so I watched it on AMC Plus. And it's like as soon they don't even show credits. Like as soon as it ends, it's next time on.
Next time on The Walking Dead. Like
I could have. I just didn't.
Yeah. So but yeah, I feel you, Jamel. And again, so they're just not communicating, and I kind of give them a little leeway on that, because it's not like the heat, it's not as if Rick can bring Michonne into his apartment, sit her down, and give her the full, you know, the full speech on what's going on what exactly is going on. They can only like have a short period of time, even though they could have used half of that time kissing to tell her. But but yeah, so I do think that I think that he's in to the point where if he gets to the level of leadership, it either change things or, hey, why don't we? Okay, well, I'm in charge now. Give me 2 helicopters and let me bring my family here. You know.
Yeah.
So something like that. Hmm. So, but
I can see that.
He's playing a long game, and maybe
I feel like if they didn't have kids, he'd just be, and like Michonne showed up, like he'd just be straight.
Yeah. Exactly. Like that. So
I think he got a family.
Exactly. So, but I think a lot of that is going to be alleviated next week, because we know that, well, Devin doesn't, but there is going to be some revelations.
Okay. I got to watch the preview. I don't know why I didn't.
I do have one thing to say before we get to final thoughts. I don't know if we're just here now.
I mean, we are.
Michonne has one card to play that'll probably really get Rick to go home.
Yes, she does.
Oh, RJ?
I wonder if that's going to come out.
Mm-hmm.
I told y'all, I'm on the Michonne dies train. Like, I think she's a goner.
Why do you want to kill a black woman doing Women's History Month after Black History Month?
I just feel like one of them ain't going to make it. I just feel like it.
That'll be Navia.
Oh yeah, Navia is definitely dying.
I think Michonne is definitely going to kill her the way this is shaping up. Like, she's going to be like, it's between me and you, and for Rick's, we're gonna play me for Rick's heart.
Jada's is dying, Navia is dying.
Yeah, and Rick's probably just gonna step back. Like, I don't even like her like that. Rick's, she called me family. I ain't say that to her.
Stick the tip in to Jada, and she's gonna just spontaneously combust. She's like, oh, I finally got it. Oh. And then just died. But what did they used to say? Yeah. But yeah, I'm totally thinking she's dying. But yeah, I think he's torn between the two of like him being a cop and what's right for his family. So I really think it's a little.
He's in a rock and a hard place.
Navy is not a bad consolation prize. So I think he kind of like her too.
He likes her too, but Michonne, he came. Right. He you're not competing with Michonne.
It's clear because he pulled a gun on her. He was gonna shoot her. So it's
like,
clear
if he had, like, bro, if I have a choice, I'm taking your light skinned ass out.
Right. He it's no question. But I think he's like, but you're a good consolation prize. You feel me? Mm-hmm. It's like where you like, and you're light skinned, Jamel. So, you know, I mean, you know, women are bigger players than men. But like where you have like your main, and then you're like, you know, if she's mad at me, I guess I'll talk to you. Type, you know, shit.
Everybody's done that at one point.
Not me, but I've heard of it. Juwan, you ever did that? I've never. No. Black men don't cheat.
Not at all.
Thank you. So it's just Jamel on this podcast.
Cut this out.
White men.
Cut this out, Juwan.
Oh, God.
Oh, well, yeah. You know. All right.
So I can't really say anything. All right.
Right.
Time in.
Right. He was out here jumping on wood.
Oh, my God.
So, Juwan, do you have any final thoughts?
No, I'm talking through it with y'all actually, you know, deepens my enjoyment of the show. And so I'm like I said, I'm not all the way in, like, you know, during the time not I watch yet. It. I'm intrigued. And I think, even though it's six episodes,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
I think next episode, you know, seems like more of a bottle type of situation. So I think, and I do love a good, love a good sit down and talk. So I think we're going to get a lot of revelations, and I think it's going to like deepen the story.
And they're going to smash too.
Oh, definitely.
I mean, if they get any time alone, they're fucking immediately. But
and then Rick ain't never going back.
I'm torn between the fact of like, it's supposed to be six episodes. And I haven't even looked at the ratings or how well or not well it's doing.
Let me look.
But if it is a good reception, and we have all these like spinoff shows, in which Juwan, you said you want to see like them interact with Alexandria, correct?
I would like to see maybe some type of situation where we just kind of like, it doesn't have to be long, maybe just like a quick 30 seconds, like of Judith. And RJ and maybe Eugene or somebody, like, hey, I'm writing a letter to my mom, and so, you know, we just see they're doing well.
My thought that's been my prediction, is that Michonne's gonna sacrifice herself for Wick to get away. I think it's gonna be the end with, if it ends at six episodes, Rick's gonna end up getting back to Alexandria and sees Judith and all them there. But if they if they change their mind, if depending on how good the ratings are, I could see them ending the show where they get there and then seeing something with them next season, like where they're back.
It's 90% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this was definitely a better episode. I would wonder, like, if they're testing it, not necessarily testing it or just kind of like seeing what the reaction would be if they're going to do a season two, but it's already finished, so who knows how this exactly ends. Maybe if they end it as ambiguous and satisfyingly, or ambiguous enough to where it could work both ways.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I mean, the end of season two of Breaking Bad was supposed, the plane crash? That was okay to be the end of the show.
Mm.
So right. We'll see. I hope it gets more than six episodes, but
yeah, you're just so excited.
I love it. I haven't been this excited about this show in a long time.
And it's like, a love letter to OG Walking Dead fans.
Right. Like I forgot how much the show suffered from not having Rick. Or even Rick and Carl. Like losing those people were crippling to me. I still watched the end.
And then when Michonne left, it was just
It's like it
didn't necessarily go downhill, but you know, Jeffrey Dean Morgan was carrying that shit.
Yeah, he was, and now he's gone.
Right.
He out somewhere fucking Maggie.
That's crazy. I gotta watch both of them.
Glenn who?
Right. They're not fucking, but it feels like it.
They are.
I don't know what happened on the show.
If Navia and Rick are fucking, Negan and Maggie are fucking. Maggie don't care about nobody but herself, I mean, okay? She didn't care about Beth.
Was that The Dark Knight? What movie was
it? She didn't care.
Batman vs. Superman. Batman vs.
Superman.
Yeah. That's still crazy. Martha!
Yeah. Why did you say that name?
All right, we're done, people.
No problem. Okay, well, with all that being said, Jamil, where can they find you on the internet again?
You are more than welcome to find me on Twitter or Instagram at Jamel My Bell. That is JamelMyBelle. If you're looking to find me anywhere else, we can do a transaction.
Okay.
Cash App, Venmo, what else?
PayPal.
Mm-hmm. While I see all the stream, give a
pay me.
And Devin?
You can find me on X at Devin Lamar
with two R's.
Talk about it.
And you can find me on X, formerly known as Twitter, at JTD. That is JAYTEEDEE. Also, thank you very, very much for listening. We appreciate every single last one of y'all. And we will talk to you next time for The Walking Dead, the ones that moan while kissing.
Like sluts.
They really be making out hard.
Farewell.
Bye-bye. Oh, Lord. All right, y'all.
That was under like an hour and 15. That was good.
Yeah.
It was still about the same time for the last time.
I guess. All right.
What was the other movie they were supposed to be watching?
I sent it to y'all. Just Another Girl on the IRT is on Paramount Plus. But I sent it to y'all.
Oh, all right.
Peace.
I will not go.
I command it. Go.
I will stay. I command it.
Please, Charlotte, please go.
No.
Charlotte, you are not listening to me.
I am. I have heard that you wish I had not come, that you want me to go, that you do not want to see me.
Charlotte.
What I have not heard is that you do not love me.